Hi guys, welcome back. This is Banter by here. I'm so happy I get to record again. I know I missed an episode last week. I wasn't able to publish an episode due to some unforeseen circumstances. Trust me, I was sad. I'm sure you were sad too. But I'm happy I'm recording, like, I'm able to publish today. I'm really, really excited about it. And I was bored, like, when I couldn't record last week, I was really, really bored, trust me. This is so fun to me. So, this week, I'll be talking about ghosting. Yeah, that was what I said I was going to talk about in my last episode. And we're going to keep to that, ghosting still. I was hoping I'd get some stories, but I only got one. So I'll be sharing that one, and that one is enough, trust me, like, it is enough, like, it covers everything, the emotional trauma that comes with it, the irresponsibility that comes with it, and the unaccountability that people portray when they ghost people, like, it really covers everything, and I was so happy I was able to get this story, and when I wanted to record this episode, at first, I had like a block. I could not remember how I felt at that time, but getting this story and listening to this story kind of like opened my eyes, and I was able to like, oh yes, this is actually how it feels like to be ghosted. Like, it was so good. I was so happy. I'm really grateful to the person that shared this story with me. Thank you very much. Thank you. So before I get into this story, I'd like to say that I would want someone to be on Banter by with me for my next episode. And if you'd like to be on Banter by with me, kindly send me a mail. I'll attach it to this episode when I publish. So you can send me a mail. I'll be looking out for people. If you know that you want to have fun, you want to teach people how to be cool, you're also a very cool person and really idealistic, I would really want you to be on here with me. So send a mail. Don't be shy. If you've never had any experience or you don't even know how it goes, I will be there to teach you or just, you know, share experience, and I'm sure we'll have a good time. So going into this story. So guys, ghosting is actually really sensitive. Like, I'm sure it's really sensitive to other people, like a whole lot of people out there. And I want to say that if you ever been ghosted, trust me, it wasn't your fault. That person is an irresponsible person. Just believe me and trust me on this one. That person is an irresponsible person. I'll say it again. I'll say it 3 times for you to get it in. That person is irresponsible and unaccountable. So, do not blame yourself for being ghosted. It wasn't your fault. Now, let's go into it. So, this story. The person said, okay, they met randomly on social media and they got talking. They were vibing, they had a good time, like, they were communicating well, and it felt good. So, she had a wedding, and she attended, and then she planned with the guy that they would meet up after the wedding. She didn't plan. He offered to pick her up from her friend's place and drop her off at home, so they'll be able to like talk more and get to know each other better. So the wedding was around Yaba, but she stepped over at her friend's place. This guy stays in Magodo, so he drove from Magodo to Yaba to drop this babe off at Ikorodu, where she stays unprovoked. She didn't ask him nothing. He was like, I would like to drop you off at home, which is fine. And then he did. Like, that's such a kind gesture. Like, oh yeah, thank you. And then during the ride, she said they spoke about plans for the future. Plans for the future. I'm not talking about marriage and children. I'm talking about, okay, we'll go out next week. We'll go to the beach. We'll go to a nice restaurant. And then we will probably also, like, do some Netflix and chill at home. Like, the guy was like, he just wants to have fun and enjoy our company. And she's like, oh yeah, that's cool, I'm down. And then he dropped her off at home, and according to her, they did not speak that day. Then the next day, when she tried getting through to him, she texted him like, hey, what's up, how are you doing and all that. And it was crickets, like no response, literally. Then she went on to Instagram, texted him on Instagram, nothing. Sent him a message, like text message, and was like, I'm really worried about you, what's going on, are you fine? Because he had been ignoring for like 2 days. And she went as far as sending a text message. I was like, are you fine? I really hope you're good. Like, are you dead or something? Like, because the individual that has been ghosted would not even at that moment think you're ghosting. Do you understand? It will first be like, oh, has something terrible happened to this person? Was in a car accident? What happened? Why is this person not online? You know, like, people, most times, a lot of people are always on the internet these days. Like, you're always on WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, like, just jumping from one social media to another. And it is so unlike him not to be online or not to respond. Yeah, the last thing on her mind at that time was, she's been ghosted. Her first thought was, something bad had happened to this person. And trust me, I'm sure that's like the first thing that will go through a lot of people's minds when they've been ghosted. Like, okay, is this person fine? Were they in a car accident? Are they going to do something terrible? Like, just a lot of things will be going through your head. Worry, like, mostly worry. You'll just be worried, worried and worried. Not knowing the person you're worried about on the other end is literally just there like, I don't want to talk to this girl anymore. Guy, if you do not want to talk to this girl or guy anymore, please tell them. Just be like, I know it might be hard. I know most times people don't know how to go about it, but go about it. Do it. What's the worst that could happen? Just tell them. I'm not very interested. The worst that could happen is, oh, they probably smash your car or something, but that could still happen if you ghost them, actually. So, like, I feel it is much more responsible to just communicate. Tell the people, okay, this is where I am. I'm not feeling like that anymore. I don't really feel this friendship or whatever we're doing. I'm not really down anymore. And that is way better than putting somebody through some emotional stress of being so worried about you. And then this babe even said that she went as far as calling his friend that she knew. She called his friend, and the friend was like, oh, if something had happened to him, he would know. So he's sure he's fine. And I'm like, what? So, because you did not just want to talk to this girl anymore, you decided the best way you could go about it was to, like, disappear. Like, I can't even think about it. This is weird. This is really, really weird. And then I saw a tweet yesterday, and it said something about people really prefer... Okay, wait, it went like this. People talk about people ghosting, but would you really want people to sit there and tell you why they don't vibe with you. Yes, I want you to sit there and tell me exactly why you don't vibe with me. I would rather you tell me everything. Oh, this you did made me feel some kind of way and I don't align with this, therefore I would not be going further with this. Like, be clear, tell me. I might go home and go and cry my eyes out, but I know that, okay, yes, this is why this happened. Like, it just shows, I think, maturity. Yeah, I don't know if that's the word, but yeah, to me, it shows maturity. It shows responsibility. Therefore, I would always be at the back of people that communicate. Please be clear. Talk to people about things. Do you get? If you don't know about, if you don't know how to go about it and you still want to be cool, you can come to me. Send me a mail. I will guide you. I will tell you how to go about telling the person you don't want to talk to them anymore. I will tell you. This is way better than ghosting. Please, let's not be ghosting. And then you now go and sit outside and telling people that you ghosted a babe and they'll be like, okay, did you not listen to Banta with Barry? And then you look really, really uncool, trust me. And I'm sure everyone listening wants to be cool. Like, we all want to be cool people. Like, chilling with cool people, acting all cool outside. Like, please. So, if you've been ghosted, like I said earlier, it is not your fault. Trust me. Don't blame yourself. And if you're still going through the process of being ghosted, like you just recently got ghosted, please get over it and move on. When I was ghosted, it took me about a week. Or what am I saying, a week? Like 5 days to get over it. And I'm happy I did. You too, you can do it. And if you're finding it very difficult, don't worry. I'll be your friend. Send me an email. I will talk about it. So, if you also want to ghost somebody, please don't do it. Like I said earlier, send me an email. I will tell you what to say rather than ghosting. This is what I'm saying. I'm telling everyone to send me an email. Okay. But honestly, I won't mind at all. I would not mind. So guys, thank you so much for listening to Banta with Barry. I had a good time. I hope you did too. Please share this podcast with your friends, your family, your loved ones, your husband, your wife, your side chicks, your ex-boyfriends. Send it to everybody. Let them all learn how to be cool. So I had a really, really nice time. I had a great time. And don't forget, if you want to be part of Banta with Barry on the next episode, please send me a mail. I will be looking out for one person or two or three. I don't mind. So guys, I love you. Thank you so much.